At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Just me today, no guests. I appreciate all the love and support over the past couple weeks as I am transitioning to several stages on how I want this podcast to go. You know, making podcasts as long as I have, it really is always a great opportunity to redirect and grow and to find ways to make things work out for me. And I think at my core, where I'm at, where I'm going, is I really want to focus on, you know, building healthiness within not only myself, but also for those to indulge and engage in conversations. So at some point during these whole processes I've done in the past, but wanted to do it again today, I wanted to bring back a series discussing various topics that are important to me. As I've become older, one thing that has started to become more important to me is my journey with faith and discussing more about God. And if you know anything about me, this has been a long, long journey. It took me forever to get to this point. Even being baptized last year, it was something that really just, it was tough, you know, just to really surrender to the idea of allowing God to lead my life. And even in this process, it's still been moments of falling short and really navigating what that means and finding that out to become the man that I want to be, but also to do the things that are important to God's will in my life. And that's kind of why I want to start at today with this episode one. And that is, part one of the series, titling it, you know, Answering the Call. And what does that mean? I think for a lot of us, when we are trying to figure out what it is that we're meant to do, one thing that we often can miss out on, especially if you're on your own faith with God and understanding how is God important to your life, is answering the call when you don't want to collect it, right? It is answering that call that is selfless versus selfish. You know, a lot of our life, we want things done a certain way. We have our own ideas. We have our own thought process. And it's very hard when you are being told, you're literally being led, being convicted on doing something that is completely opposite of your own desires. And that's kind of the unique part about being a human being and having free will and also trying to follow your faith journey, is to stay true and adherent to God's word when it comes into our life. I know a lot of us ask questions on how do we hear God's voice, and I cannot sit there and tell you how that works for you in your life. For me, as I've learned, is that he will literally sit me down and I will feel a very strong conviction that kind of forces me not to do something. It's almost as if I feel empty when I do it. And even in those moments of doing the things that are, I feel like being called for me to do, there's a heaviness, but there's a fulfillment that comes with it. So even now in this space of, you know, expanding upon just myself and talking more about mental health, and also mental health from a man's standpoint, and trying to hopefully continue to build a community, not only healthier men, but also just individuals and relationships, wherever comes along the way, there is a certain weight that I'm learning that I feel like that I am being called to carry. And it doesn't have to be a million people. It could be five people. It's just understanding like the heaviness and the truth behind the things that you're being led to do. I think all of us as people are called to lead and to do things greater beyond our own thoughts and imagination. I think the thing is, though, that sometimes doing it may not look in the way that you think it should. And because of that, we can often miss the call because, again, it's not in the viewpoint of what it is that's important to us. And, you know, something that I'm learning is that it's not about getting to your own personal destination. It's about getting to the destination of which God wants you to get to. And because of that, I do believe, and I'm starting to believe it more and more. And trust me, if you know me, this is hard. I do believe that if you are obedient to the call, you will be rewarded in a way that will be way beyond your own imagination. And again, it doesn't mean you have to do it in the way that somebody else does it. You do it in a way as which you're being called to do it. One thing I will never do is judge people on how they should go about it, because God uses us in different ways, and we all have different stories and experiences on how we are being God's vessels to create light into the world. And how that looks for you in your way, and you magnify it, and you try to do it to your best ability. I think purpose is always a unique thing, because we all talk about it. I think it's one of the most existential questions that many of us ask ourselves on a daily basis. You know, at some point, you get to a point in life where you start asking yourself, what is your purpose? You know, what is the purpose of me being here? What am I here to do? And I do think the older you get, I know for me, as soon as I turned 30, I feel like I started experiencing this existential crisis of recognizing the beauty of life, also the swiftness of life, as we cannot control how long we're here. But also the call to action to do the things that I believe God has called me to do. I feel like I spent a lot of time trying to seek and search. And while I found things along the way, I think I would have saved myself a lot of headaches, a lot of stress, a lot of removal of worry if I just literally listened to the call. My mom has always told me that I have taken the long route, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. I do think there's a truth, though, that if we just stay obedient to the things that we're supposed to do, key word, that we know we're supposed to do, that's what makes this world so unique, is that as much belief and thoughts and patterns that we can kind of experience this and synchronicities that the world can present internally as people, regardless of what it is that you believe in, we know what is right and what is wrong. And another thing, we know when we should or should not be doing something, which drives me crazy, because when I sit around and think about everything that I've done, there's a lot of moments where I have scratched my head wondering, why would I do that in the first place? And I know a lot of it is impulse. I know a lot of it is recognizing that I just want to do something because I want to be selfish about it. I remember there was a point in my life I was so determined to do things my own way that I realized that I've created more train wrecks trying to do it my own way versus just staying true to what it is that I'm supposed to do. The main thing I want to say when it comes to answering the call is that you cannot skip steps. There is no step that you can skip. And I know that in our world today, everything is fast paced, it's instant. We can see things, we can comment on things, we can share things. We have an assumption that our calling and our purpose is done the same way. And that is far from the truth. Some of the most successful people in this world, and how you define success, they had to build. As they've always said in the past, Rome was not built in a day. Understanding various people, their life processes have taken years for them to build into the places of where God has maybe saw them getting to. And you have to do the same thing when it comes to your purpose and your calling, is that it will take time. Things are not meant to be viewed in a highlight-driven way. Even this past year for me, as great as it's been for me from a social media sense, where I finally hit that viral moment, and I was like, man, I finally did it. I learned that hitting that did absolutely nothing for me, because I recognized that it was never about that in the first place. When I post on social media, it's never about the numbers. And I think once I let go of the sense of idolizing followings and things of that nature, I started to feel more freer when it comes to post my content. I also feel like that it was more authentic, because I'm not here to fake who I am. I am a deep introspective person. That is who I am. I'm not changing that to fit narratives and to make others find a way to enjoy my content. I believe no matter what it is that we do, there's always a tribe or a group of people that God will place in your life that will create that recognition for what it looks like. And so when I get on here now, this is telling you, if you know me, I would never. I've been battling this for a while, and I have surrendered to the fact of I know that this is the next step in my life, and trying to just be obedient to not only what God has for me, but what God has for all of us. And so, again, don't be afraid to answer your call, even though it's going to most likely require you to live your life a little different. And I think that's the main thing why a lot of reason, I think that's the main reason why a lot of us struggle to answer that call, because it's going to require a different standard within your life that you know you are currently living. It can't work anymore. And it doesn't mean that you have to go to an extreme route. It means that you have to accept that your desire for more is going to require a different standard out of you, and that the way that you're living can no longer be the way moving forward if you're looking for more in your life. Again, the more that you want, the more that you will be stretched, and the more it will require you to be diligent in the work that you have. We all want so much. We all crave so much, but we fail to realize what is required to keep it. Anything that we want in this life should not, it's the difference, it can be, but it should not be self-serving, because life is bigger than ourselves. We are specks among the billions on this planet, and there'll be billions to come after us. And so the thing is, what is it that we can do while we're here? Find ways to better ourselves, get closer to what it is that we're meant to do, and find ways to do what we are called to do while we can. Because there's so many of us, we're sitting on it. We're sitting on our gifts because we don't want to collect the call, and we don't want to strip away from the way that we're living, because our flesh does not allow us to do that. It's the beauty of free will, and it's also the danger of free will. You have to be able to control that. We have to be able to control that. Something that I tell a lot of my fellas in my men's group, and I've just talked to men in general, we have to up our standards on becoming better quality men. It's not just about finance. It's the way we carry ourselves, what's important to us, everything that we can control, we can do better, and we should be better. I am tired of the rhetoric of the separatist culture that divides men and women together, because at the end of the day, I'm going to say this, and I've said this many times in my videos, we need each other, but we are all called to do more. And it's all an important thing to remember that we must call each other and lean on each other to be more accountable as people. So again, as I wrap up, you have the call. You know what the call is. It's been sitting on you. It's been burning in your heart. You also know what you're required to do to get to that point. Don't focus on the big picture. Focus on a call you're supposed to collect right now. Take the steps you need to take and become the person you need to be. I thank you guys so much. It's been another episode of No Ignoring. See you guys soon. God bless.